got rain moving through the area right now and still a flood watch outline until 8 o'clock this evening. We're going to go over where this is headed and when we start to dry out coming up.
We're tracking your road conditions ahead of the morning commute in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Coming up, a live look at what you'll see when you head out the door.
One man is dead after a shooting near this home in Durham. Coming up, I'll tell you where the investigation stands.
Tonight, the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament gets started. UNC will be the first of three Triangle teams trying to move on to the Elite Eight. We are the only state to have three teams in the Sweet 16, the 13 other teams from 13 different states. So we're pretty special to have incredible basketball teams right here in the Triangle. And we are cheering them on. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock on this rainy Thursday morning. We thank you for watching.
I'm Jeff Hogan alongside Renee Chu. We got this elite kind of feel to our group today as we get you prepared for your Thursday because of that rain that is out there. Anthony Baglione of the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It's a weather alert day because of what's happening there, the flooding potential too.
Yeah, we certainly are watching all of that. We have a flood watch that goes until 8 o'clock this evening. That's put out by the National Weather Service, and they go and kind of see what we're expecting here with the forecast, really get in detail. They do a great job at their job, and then we kind of present that to you and kind of get you a better idea of what you're expecting here as far as the rainfall that we're currently seeing. Again, that goes until 8 o'clock. We thankfully have not seen any flooding reports across the area. I will bring that to you if that changes. Where we sit, though, there's basically this thin band going across the central part of our viewing area from Raleigh up to the north there. We'll start off in Roanoke Rapids, where we see some of that yellow right over the city. It will be coming down a little bit more moderately. I don't see any areas that are just pouring all across our viewing area, but it's still moderate rainfall. It will be impactful for you on your morning commute, so just plan for that. We go from Raleigh towards Sanford, Fayetteville, Southern Pines, even though toward Goldsboro, there's nothing actively coming down. It'll still be a little bit damp here to start your Thursday. We time it out on Futurecast. You notice it is a little bit overdone. It's showing a lot of the red and orange here to start off with. We are not seeing that, so it may be a little bit overdone, but still, we're going to watch light coverage continue the next couple of hours. By the time we get closer to lunchtime, I think even at the latest mid-afternoon, this should all be pushing out. We're going to try and see the clouds move out. I think maybe a peak or two of some sunshine into this evening. It'll push out. There's 8 o'clock tonight, and we're looking pretty good. Again, that flood watch, though, goes until 8 o'clock tonight. Make sure to just keep that in mind. We will keep you covered as we go through today. This will be impactful, though, Brian, here as we head out to the roads this morning.
Absolutely, and we're able to watch it with our radar, live traffic sensors, live cameras, and the WRAL storm trackers. We zoom into Raleigh, and you see the rain over Wake County. We're going to get a view from the roads, and Kelsey Coffey there in the WRAL storm tracker along Glenwood Avenue. Kelsey, how's it looking?
Brian, we're starting to see that rain pick up here at the moment. If you are headed out the door this morning, this is going to be what you'll see, some wet roads. So you definitely have to give yourself a little bit of extra time during your morning commute just to make sure that you can take it slow. We've been tracking power outages throughout Wake County. The majority of those outages have been restored, so that shouldn't be anything that you should be worried too much about for today. So, Brian, what can you tell us as folks are headed out the door this morning?
Some good news right now. No crashes reported in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. I just checked with Raleigh 911, and they're all clear at the moment. Our sensors in the Triangle also are looking good on major routes. I am watching a crash in Person County on the south side of Roxboro. Highway 501 still closed right around Industrial Drive from that earlier crash. We're working to get some more details about it. Expect a detour in that area. Consider using Old Durham Road or Hurdle Mills Road as good alternate routes from the south side of Roxboro into downtown.
Also, another concern we're following, power has been restored to most of the thousands of homes and businesses that lost it overnight. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of a tree and power lines down in Raleigh. This was at the intersection of Dixie Trail and Barmettler Street. Right now, Duke Energy is reporting only a few hundred customers still without power in the Triangle.
And right now in the WRAL Live Center, if you're planning to take a flight today, check your flight before you head out the door. We are seeing a few delays across the country. We're seeing about 476 delays and 33 cancellations. No cancellations here at RDU, but we are seeing 9 delays, most of those coming from Southwest Airlines, 2 from Spirit. But if you're looking at the misery map here, you can see airports up north, New York City this morning, seeing 14 delays there. D.C. seeing 10 delays and 1 cancellation. So, again, if you are heading out the door today, just a good idea to check that ticket before you go.
Michelle, thanks. We have breaking news this morning in Durham, where a man is dead after shooting on Old Chapel Hill Road. Nick Perlin is there in the WRL breaking news tracker. And Nick, police have been at that scene since 1:30 this morning.
Renee, that's absolutely right. When they got this call, they heard of gunshots in the area. And when they arrived, they did find one man with gunshot wounds. And unfortunately, Durham police pronounced him dead here on the scene. I do want to step out of the way and show you a better look at what this scene is looking like right now. We still are seeing a lot of the focus here on that white house right there. You can see the red and blue lights flashing up against the garage. We've seen investigators walk around this area trying to find more information about what happened. This shooting did happen on Old Chapel Hill Road, like Renee said. It's worth noting that this is right next to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, but we are still seeing traffic flow through the street, as you can see a Durham police unit driving by right now as I'm talking. Now, Durham police are still trying to find out who shot and killed this man this morning. They're still working to get more information, and once we have new information, we'll be sure to update you. Reporting live in Durham, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
And more breaking news. Overnight, three people are in the hospital after a crash on I-95 that involved four cars. The crash happened on I-95 South in Wade, right near the Newton Grove exit. This was just before 11:30 last night, and the video shows the backup on the interstate there. The crash started when one vehicle spun around and hit another head-on. First responders tell WRL nine people were in the cars that were involved. There's no word on how badly those people who went to the hospital were hurt.
Today, the federal investigation into what caused the crash that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is moving forward. This new drone video released by the National Transportation Safety Board gives us a closer look at the aftermath of the collapse and the damage to the cargo ship that hit the bridge. 21 crew members and two pilots were on that ship. They remain on board as the NTSB investigates.
Federal investigators recovered the data recorder from the ship, and they are analyzing that. Baltimore's port traffic is continued to be halted. Today, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg plans to meet with supply chain officials about what that effect is having. Now, divers recovered the bodies yesterday of two of the construction workers who fell into the water when that bridge collapsed. The search for four other workers who still haven't been found had to be suspended. Coming up in 10 minutes, WRL's Ken Smith introduces us to family members of the victims and how they are remembering their loved ones.
Only on WRL. Today, the state will transfer control of Nash County's child welfare services back to the county. The move comes more than 6 months after the state took over. The first state probe into Nash County's DSS began after a WRL investigation into the beating death of 8-year-old Crystal Lane. Law enforcement told WRL they recommended the girl be removed from her home to Nash DSS weeks before her murder. A second WRL investigation found another child died in Nash County's care 3 years earlier. The state took over control in August. Since then, the state says significant progress has been made with the agency. That includes the hiring of a new director, Danita DeVega.
This morning, the search continues for a dog that escaped from handlers at RDU before it was supposed to board a flight. This is a live look out there at the airport right now. The search has been going on for about 24 hours now, and here's what we know. The dog's name is Moose. It was supposed to be on board an Alaska Airlines flight with its owner Tuesday night. It didn't happen because of what the airlines calls a misstep in the loading process. Moose stayed at the airport until Wednesday morning, and then the dog escaped as the crew was trying to load it into a flight to Seattle. Alaska Airlines says it is working with RDU to try to find Moose.
The Sweet 16 of the NCAA men's basketball tournament gets started tonight. Three teams from the Triangle are looking for spots in the Elite Eight. UNC will be the first to try to punch their ticket. They'll play Alabama tonight in Los Angeles. That game will tip off around 9:39 tonight. WRL's Pat Welter is in L.A. with the Heels.
Then tomorrow night, NC State and Duke will try to advance to the Elite Eight. NC State plays Marquette in the first game in Dallas. Tip for that is 7:09. 30 minutes after that game ends, Duke will play top-seeded Houston. And if the Wolfpack and Blue Devils both win, guess what? They play each other in the Elite Eight on Sunday. WRL's Chris Lee will be in Dallas for all that action. We also have two women's teams in this year's Sweet 16 in Portland. Third seed NC State is set to take on Stanford tomorrow night at 7:30. Seventh seed Duke will try to extend their run against UConn Saturday, 8 p.m. You can look for all the post-game action right here on WRAL News. Viral videos posted to TikTok detail violence on New York City streets. How police there are responding to claims made on social media.
Also, how family members of the bridge collapse victims in Baltimore are remembering their loved ones this morning. You see the pictures here. One day after the bodies of two construction workers were recovered from the river.
And Ken, it is a rainy and cloudy start for us this morning. We're going to time out where this system is headed. There's a little bit of some breakage there in the action, but we do have more rain on the way. We'll time it out here coming up.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. Time now is 6:13 here on this Thursday morning. Let's talk about how much rainfall we have seen over the past 24 hours. Certainly been coming down in many locations. We saw some thunderstorm activity early this morning. Generally speaking, almost 2 inches, but about 1.75 inches for most of us, where you see that purple color contour showing up right there. There's a decent swath for us, and overall, we've been calling for about 2 to 3 inches around the triangle. I do think by the time this is all said and done, that's going to line up perfectly here with that initial forecast. Let's talk about, though, the rainfall. It's pushing on out here by the time we get into this afternoon. We're still going to watch it for the next couple hours this morning. It'll be inconvenient for you as you're headed out, so just make sure to still have the rain gear with you. By the time we get to tonight, though, looking a whole lot better, and we have a beautiful Easter weekend on the way with dry weather.
Anthony, 6:14 right now, the WRAL storm tracker on those wet roads in West Raleigh right now. Need to slow down, give yourself plenty of extra time as you head out this morning. Taking a look at our live sensors around the triangle, not picking up too many big problems right now on our major routes. All your major approaches into Raleigh are looking okay. Working on getting some details about a report of a crash on the southwest side of Raleigh, but not seeing any big delays related to that. Also quiet in Durham at the moment. We still have that crash that is closed, Highway 501 on the south side of Roxborough. It's closed at Industrial Drive. Use Hurdle Mills Road as an alternate route. Jeff?
Cause of a fire is under investigation at an abandoned house in Cary. It happened last night on Davis Drive, and this video was sent in by a viewer. You see massive smoke that blazed there. It took about 20 minutes for firefighters to get it under control, and no injuries were reported.
Women are coming forward on social media saying they were punched by men while walking in downtown Manhattan. Several videos uploaded to TikTok have picked up traction in the past week. One woman says she was assaulted walking home from class. Another on her way to work. Another said it happened while she was walking her dog. New York police say they've made an arrest in one incident and they are investigating another. They say it's unclear if the reported attacks are connected. Coming up on today, a closer look at these reports and the concerns over public safety in New York. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
This morning, the search had to be suspended for those folks, victims of the bridge collapse in Baltimore. The decision was announced after the bodies of two of the six missing construction workers have been recovered. WRAL's Ken Smith joins us now with how family members are remembering their loved ones, Ken.
You know, Jeff, for several days now, family members were holding out hope for any news about their loved ones. Well, one day after the bodies of two of those construction workers were recovered, trapped in a pickup truck underwater, their families are sharing their grief. The bodies pulled from the river were identified as Alejandra Hernandez Fuentes and Dolian Ronaldo Castillo Cabrera. We also know the identity of a third worker, 38-year-old husband and father of three, Maynor Yasur Suazo Sandoval. His body has been recovered, but his brother, through an interpreter, reflected on what Suazo Sandoval meant to their family.
He was the breadwinner for his children right now. God is going to provide for us too, so we can get together as a family and see how we can help each other because, at this moment, his wife is left with his girls and everything.
Yeah, the workers were on that bridge filling potholes when that cargo ship hit a support column on the Key Bridge. Family members identified a fourth worker, Miguel Luna, father of two from El Salvador. He, Suazo Sandoval, and two others are presumed dead. We'll, of course, keep monitoring the story for any new information about these workers and keep you updated. Renee?
Ken, thank you. In some parts of the country, dispatchers are answering 911 calls from home. Could it be a reality for agencies here?
I really think this is the next step in this industry. Okay, how many cars are involved?
This 911 dispatcher lives in Roxborough, yet takes emergency calls from thousands of miles away. Tonight at 6, WRAL investigates this unique way some agencies are trying to attract 911 call takers amid ongoing staffing shortages and the possible hangups for this happening here in the Triangle.
6:17, the time right now. And as we take a look at what's happening weather-wise today, we know we have that flood advisory that we've been keeping an eye on. It still covers most of our area. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. We are getting some pockets, though, of dryness out there.
We are, certainly. I think the kind of name of the game here is going to be some damp weather in some locations and then drying out and then some more rainfall coming through. So we're just going to be watching that here as we go through the rest of our Thursday. Let's talk about where we currently sit, though, on radar, because the thunderstorm activity has pushed off to our east. But you notice there's definitely still kind of a band setting up here in between a front back to our west and a system that's going to be moving offshore. It's not a tropical system or anything of concern in that regard. It just feeds moisture into our direction. That's why we're seeing that band pushing through Raleigh and Sanford. We start up to the north right there, though. Around Roanoke Rapids, decently light coverage, but you notice there's a couple pockets where we have that minor little yellow spot showing up. That would be just some moderate rainfall coming through. We go a little bit farther to the south right there. Fayetteville, Southern Pines, Sanford, but there is a pretty sharp cutoff from where we're seeing rainfall actively coming down and where it's a little bit drier. For instance, in Siler City, even in Durham, we're starting to see that back edge. I do think, though, as we go through the next couple of hours, we're going to watch that kind of continuously feed on itself. I would plan on rain here at least for the first half of the day, and then we start to really dry out here into this afternoon. Once the cold front back to the west comes in, it pushes all this moisture out and brings in some drier weather as we get into tonight. Here's a look at 5 o'clock, though. Looking a whole lot better here for the evening commute as opposed to the morning. We see even maybe a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. It won't totally clear out until we get into tonight, but I think we could be treated to at least a little bit of that by about 5 o'clock or so. We do have the flood watch, though, that goes until 8 o'clock tonight. What that's saying is we could see some rivers, some creeks, some streams being in that minor flood stage, and any locations that typically have, you know, low-lying spots or where we're used to seeing flooding with some heavy rainfall. Temperature-wise, we sit at 45 in Roxborough. Good morning to you. 48 in South Hill. 50s across the Triangle. 54 in Fayetteville. It's a little bit cool, but I don't think we'll see temperatures waver much. I have us right around 55 this afternoon. 55 for our high temperature today. That will be the starting temperature on our Easter Sunday. So that goes to show you that big rebound we're going to see here into the weekend. Sunrise is right about 7:02. So any of those sunrise services in the morning will be totally dry. They'll be comfortable. You may want just a light jacket or two. 59 there at 9 o'clock, 74 by the time we get to lunchtime. A nice dry day, but then we do track some more rainfall coming in into late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. Of course, we do have the Durham Bulls home opener. I think at this point, most of the rainfall will hold off for that, but we'll keep you updated and fine-tune that as we get closer. A gradual climb there, 80 degrees on Sunday, 81 by the time we get into our Monday, but certainly this morning, make sure to keep the umbrella handy, Brian.
All right, Anthony, here at 6:20, watching that live dual Doppler 5000 radar with that rain moving through Fayetteville right now. That ride on 401 up toward Lillington and into the southern part of Wake County, pretty wet. Also in Wake County, we are seeing some light rain, moderate rain maybe in a few spots. Want to check in with the WRAL Storm Tracker out on Wade Avenue on the west side of Raleigh inside the Beltline. Very wet this morning, and everyone in the viewing area dealing with those wet roads. So you do need to slow down and take it easy. Want to take you out to the south side of Raleigh. We have a crash on 40 westbound just before you get to Gorman Street. Looking at some backups starting to form now, heading away from Lake Wheeler Road back toward Gorman Street. Also, we still have that crash that has closed Highway 501 on the south side of Roxborough, right around Industrial Drive. We're going to get some details about that. Until they can get that reopened, consider using Hurdle Mills Road or Old Durham Road as alternate routes. And remember, as you head out this morning, listen to us live on the radio with breaking news, weather, and traffic updates at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Brian, thanks. Fans of UNC basketball will be in for a late night tonight. WRAL's Pat Welter is in L.A., where the Tar Heels will hit the court tonight, looking to move on to the Elite Eight.
And the first family of groundhog prognosticators is growing in Punxsutawney. A sneak peek at Phil's new pups coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Major League Baseball's opening day is upon us, and if you love ballpark food, here's a job opportunity for you.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
BetUS says it's going to pay one lucky human being to travel to all 30 Major League ballparks this season and rate the hot dogs. The official job title, Wiener Connoisseur. You have until April 18th to apply for the gig.
There's a lot to this, though. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to know how they're made, but I would eat them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but you gotta go there. You have to check out the price of them when you're, playing this connoisseur role. They want to know how much they weigh, how long they are, the diameter. I mean, they want some vital statistics here.
And you get paid $2,500 to do that. So there you go.
They might look at you funny if you bring your tape measure out to the ballpark.
You have to. Yeah.
Part of the job.
You gotta be exact.
Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil has two new little shadows following him around today. The Groundhog Club announced that Phil's wife, Phyllis, recently gave birth to two healthy pups. People in Punxsutawney can get a look at them through a viewing window at the town's library. The pups don't have names just yet, but I'm sure they'll be precious and start with a P.
And here's what I was thinking. Okay, Groundhog Day, was Punxsutawney Phil bearing the lead here, with Phyllis. But here's the thing. Groundhog pregnancy, only 32 days.
Wow.
So, yeah, Phyllis was only pregnant at the end of February, so we didn't miss out on anything. And there you go, 32 days later, you get two new pups.
You need to learn That's something new every day. I've got my ticket punched for today.
That was it, right there. Thanks.
Best Actress Oscar winner Emma Stone is teaming up with many of her Poor Things co-stars for another movie. This is the teaser trailer for Kinds of Kindness. Willem Dafoe and Margaret Qualley, who are both in Poor Things, are also part of this cast. The movie's coming out in June.
As we check out where we sit currently right now, of course, we have the rainfall. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s, but add about 30 degrees to that, and that is where we're headed here into this weekend. We're going to time out our Easter forecast and show you what to expect coming up.
We're tracking road conditions ahead of your morning commute in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Coming up, a live look at what you'll see when you head out of the door today.
And we're following breaking news this morning in Durham. A man is dead after shooting on Old Chapel Hill Road. You're looking live at the investigation happening right now. Nick Perlin is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, learning more about what happened.